Somebody said their mother taught them foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear. You might be in an accident. Somebody's mother taught them reason. Look, if you keep crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Somebody said their mother taught them the circle of life. I brought you in this world, and I'm going to take you out. Somebody said their mother taught them anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. Somebody said their mother taught them about their family roots. Shut that door behind you. Where do you think you were born at? In a barn? And then somebody said that their mother taught them futuristic time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you in the next week.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series of messages related to Mother's Day. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Mother Said There'd Be Days Like This.
The title of the message this morning is, Mama Said There Would Be Days Like This. Mama said, you know, there would be days. There would be days. There would be good days. There would be bad days. Your mother told you that there would be days like this. You know, mother can teach you a lot of things. And mother can say a lot of things. One guy said his mother taught him religion. She said, you better pray that that stain comes out of the carpet. Another said, my mother taught me logic. This is so because I said it so. Somebody said their mother taught them foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear. You might be in an accident. Somebody's mother taught them reason. Look, if you keep crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about. Somebody said their mother taught them the circle of life. I brought you in this world, and I'm going to take you out. Somebody said their mother taught them anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. Somebody said their mother taught them about their family roots. Shut that door behind you. Where do you think you were born at? In a barn? And then somebody said that their mother taught them futuristic time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you in the next week. Yeah, my mother said a lot of things. Mother said a lot of things. One man said his mother told him, just because you've become a young man now, there's still one thing I want you to understand now. Before you ask some girl for her hand now, keep your freedom as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Mama can teach you a lot of things. Mama can teach you a lot of things. So we thank God that mama told us that there would be days in life that we would have good times, that there would be days in our lives that we would have difficult times. Mother was one who tried to prepare us for the things that were lying ahead. You know, sometimes mothers get blamed for things that they might not have even said. You know, there was a list of excuses that children were taking to school, and they were saying that they their mother sent them. One excuse said, my son is under doctor's care and should not take PE today. Please execute him. One mother supposedly sent a note saying, please excuse Lisa from being absent. She was sick and I had her shot. One mother sent this excuse. Megan could not come to school today because she has been bothered by very close veins. And one said, please excuse Jimmy for being It's his father's fault. See, mothers sometimes say things that they don't get blamed for, that they didn't say. But we thank God that mothers were ones that prepared us for the difficult times that would lie ahead. In the message that I want to share with you today, I just want to share three things, and we'll be brief this morning. Mother said there would be days like this. There would be the prosperous day. There would be the pernicious day, and then there would be the present day. Let's look at what these days are and how maybe Mother had a little insight to prepare us for these days. Open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Now, I remember a preacher came and he said that, you know, when you quote somebody, you know, you always say that, so-and-so said such and such a thing. And you quote the person's name. This is what so-and-so said. And then the second time, if you use that same quote, you say, well, you know, somebody said such and such a thing. And then the third time you use it, because you had already used it twice, you know what you say? You know, I always say. So sometimes mothers are attributed things that they have said. I don't necessarily know that mothers said them, but they just make good sense. For one, mother said, good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who wait. Well, look what God said in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 14. He said, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. Mother told you that good days were coming. And when the good days come, when you have the good times and the good days, oh, man, enjoy them. Don't take them for granted. Don't let them slide by the wayside. There was a young lady that she was getting a little bit concerned because her boyfriend was spending too much money on her. Every time she looked, he was taking her out to dinner. He was buying gifts. He was doing this and he was doing that. And she started getting a little concerned. And she said to one of her friends, how do I get him to stop? And she said, just get married. What's the message? What's the message? The message is, enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it lasts. Mother said that good things will come, that there are good days ahead. And just enjoy those good days. Man, if you're having a good day, just thank the Lord and enjoy that day. Solomon said here, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. Be joyful. Rejoice in the prosperous day. Smile. Why? Because it's a gift. It's God's gift to you. And not only is it God's gift to you, but when good days happen and good things happen, that it's a thing that God has blessed you with. Two passages I want to share with you from Ecclesiastes. Look at Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 12 and 13. He says here, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the gift of all his labor. I mean, enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift from God. Man, when you are experiencing good things in your life, don't take them for granted. Man, enjoy them. If you've got good health, man, enjoy your health. If you've been blessed with a job, don't go moaning and complaining every day about the job. Man, go and enjoy it some way. So, well, you know, you don't know the kind of job I got, Pastor. Well, I know a lot of folks that don't have jobs. I was looking at the news this morning, and they said that teenagers are competing with jobs for people that have been working for 20 or 30 years. Man, enjoy what it is that you have. If you've experienced it and realize that this is God's gift to you, enjoy it, man. Because you see, it's not always going to be there. Like I always say, either you're in a trial, you just gotten out of a trial, or you're getting ready to go into a trial. You're in one of those situations. So there's enough difficulties and enough bad things that are on the way. They're on the horizon. Man, enjoy what you have now. Look at Ecclesiastes 5:18. Ecclesiastes 5:18. It says, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and fitting for one to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for this is his portion. He said, it's a good thing. You know what brings me joy? I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. But you know what brings me joy? Is to put my sweats on, to put my headphones on, and go out and cut my grass. And then when I'm done cutting my grass, to get me a nice drink, iced tea, lemonade, and sit back and just enjoy the fruit of the labor. Man, don't get any better than that. Just to sit back, man. You know what I call that? I call that BT, bill time. You know, just, oh man, it's nothing like it at all. Just to enjoy your labor. See, mama said that there would be days that good things will come your way, that there will be days of prosperity, that there will be days of blessing. And man, don't go through those days mumbling and complaining. I told a story about the lady who got on the train to ride one of the most beautiful views in the country. And as she got on the train to ride this beautiful landscape, the background, the mountains, the trees, the valley, the river that wound down through the meadow. Oh, it was just a beautiful ride. And she got on the ride and got the wrong seat and called the porter and complained about the seat. Finally got to the seat that she was wanting. It wasn't as comfortable as she thought it was. Complained about that. Complained about the meal. And by the time she got situated and settled in, the conductor said, "We have arrived at our destination." She complained all the way and missed the beauty. Missed the beauty of the ride. Man, don't miss the beauty of the ride. If God has blessed you, if God has allowed you to experience some success and some prosperity, man, enjoy it. And don't let anybody put you under a guilt trip. Say, you should enjoy it as much as, man, enjoy it. Because it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Mama said that there would be days like this. Mama said that good things come to those who wait. The prosperous day. But you know what mother also said? Mother also said that there was a pernicious day that was coming. And this word pernicious means evil. It means wicked. That there's some bad days coming. There's some bad days coming. Mother said this. Into every life, a little rain must fall. So there's some bad days out there. And we need to be prepared for those bad days that are coming. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6 verses, actually verse 13. Ephesians 6 and verse 13. He says here, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the," look at this, "the evil day." Mother said there would be days like this. Mother said that there would be evil days, and having done all, to stand. Not only did mother say that there would be evil days, but God also said that there would be evil days. Now, this word evil actually means the days that where Satan attacks you and some evil comes into your life. And if you live long enough upon God's green earth, you're going to have some difficulties. There is going to be some rain that falls into your life. Your parade will get rained on at some point in time. That's why I said, enjoy the prosperous days. Enjoy the days where you can go out and see the beauty of the sunshine. Enjoy the days when you're able to sit around and fellowship with those in your company. Enjoy those days, because the evil days are coming. They're coming. God said there's an evil day. And the thing about the evil day, whereas in the prosperous day you could smile, in the evil day, only thing you can do is stand. Stand. I can smile in the prosperous day, but when the evil day comes, I've got to stand. I can't let it shake me. I can't let it move me. I can't let it cause me to be off course. I still got to keep coming off. Mother knew it. Mother knew that rain was coming in your life, and mother tried to prepare you for the difficult days. Any mother that's worth her salt, or any dad, tries to prepare their kids for the difficult days that lie ahead. They try to prepare. I remember when we first came to Bethany. Yeah, I was pastoring the church out in the country. Brookneal, Virginia, Green Spring Baptist Church. And I remember when we came, my wife had started the Wednesday night program, and my two sons, they were young, man, Daniel and John, they were real young, maybe about 6, 7 years old, somewhere around there. They're grown men today. But I remember one night we got in the car to go home after Wednesday night service, and Daniel was really touched, man, and he was almost like crying, and John was mad. And I asked them what's wrong. And they said that, because once again, I'm down in the country, Brookneal, Virginia, Green Spring Baptist Church. They said somebody made fun of their tennis shoes because they were wearing Kmart shoes. And man, it tore them to pieces, man. Oh, man, they were so upset. And, you know, I said, wow, you know, this is the deep thing. I didn't have to deal with this down in the country. But I get into the city now, and, you know, got to get this thing with the shoes going on. And I remember sitting down and trying to talk to them and let them know that people are going to say worse things about you than this. That if you think this is bad, there's worse things that people are going to say about you as time goes on. And I remember I had this record, and I put this record on and I played. I said, I want you guys to listen to this song. And it went something like this. There's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. They try to block and stop my progress most of the time. The mean things you say don't make me feel bad, because I can't miss a friend that I never had. I've got Jesus, and that's enough. That's enough. What was I trying to do? I was trying to prepare them for the evil day, the difficult day that was ahead. And any parent, like I said, that's worth anything, that you will try to prepare your child for the evil day. I think the reason that we have a lot of problems that we have today is that there's nobody preparing, or that some people are not preparing their children for the evil day that's coming. If I get upset, you know, somebody didn't take the time maybe to correct me properly when I was a child, and I just thought that I could do anything that I wanted to do. So if somebody makes me mad, it's nothing for me to be carrying some iron on my hip and to pull it out and shoot you. Why? Because I didn't learn how to deal with this day when it was coming. I didn't learn how to deal with the evil day. And my brothers and sisters, I would think that it's significant and that it's important that we prepare children for the evil day. Yeah, in the prosperous day, we need to tell them to smile. But in the evil day, man, we better be putting something in them to tell them to stand. You know, I think of Brother George's prayer. You know, that George was praying from his heart when he was talking about the parents being able to share with the kids and the kids listen. Because there's just too much going on where it seems like the kids are running the parents. And we need to stop this thing. And we need to be in the equipping business to teach children to stand in the evil day. Man, it's coming. That day is coming. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your status in life, what your background, what your education. The evil day is coming. It's coming. And he said here that you better be ready to stand when the evil day comes. Three things about this stand. You got to stand authoritatively, you've got to stand aggressively, and you've got to stand anchored. First of all, look at this. You got to stand authoritatively. Look what he says here. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. You know, when you've got the armor of God, you've got authority. Yeah, I think, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. Brother Jeff, you know,
Watch this.
This is not egotistical, and this is not proud, but you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of policemen I think I can take. I think I can take them. But you know what? When I see the uniform, whoa, I'm messing with you. Why? Because you're the authority, man. Yeah. You're the man. I respect that. I respect that you are the man. Yeah. You're wearing a uniform. You are a policeman. And as the believers of God, that we need to realize that God has provided for us armor. God has provided for us a suit. And with that suit, there is authority. You don't need to have to back down in the day of adversity. Somebody say, well, you know, how you doing? Well, I'm doing pretty good under the circumstances. Well, what in the world are you doing under there? Get on up. You got authority, man. Some folk just let the evil day take them over. You know, you may get knocked back for a second. You may get knocked off loop for a second. But man, find a way to come back, because you've got the authority to stand in the evil day. That when the evil day comes, that you have the authority to rise up against it. You have the authority to say, you know what? You might be hitting me below the belt. You might be knocking me down. But I'm going to stand, because I've got the authority of God behind me. Stand. In the pernicious day, you got to stand. You got to stand aggressively, not only authoritatively. You got to stand aggressively. Look what he says here. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. You know, this word stand actually means stand face to face. Look back in verse 12. Paul says here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The word wrestle refers to hand-to-hand combat between two opponents. And actually, the word wrestle, you know what it means? In the Greek, it means to hurl to the ground. That's what wrestle means. Hurl to the ground. So during this period, they would have death matches where two individuals would wrestle, and it was a life or death situation. That when you got done with the wrestle, somebody would be hurled to the ground and the other person would kill him. So when you got into a wrestling match, you were fighting for your life. And so what is God saying here? God's saying in that evil day that you can't be a wimp in the evil day. You can't be mamby-pamby in the evil day. But in the evil day, man, you got to take an aggressive stand. It's got to be, come on, man. It's on now. It's on. You know what? You know how when you was growing up? What you say about my mama? What? It's on, man. You know? Say, man, we got too many saints that want to back down at the first sign of resistance. The first sign of resistance, we want to back away. Man, God give us a group of people that will take a stand, an aggressive stand. And say, for God I live, and for God I'll die. This thing is not gonna beat me, man. I think of, you know, folk that get sick and they just keep on, man, fighting. They keep on fighting it.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Mother Said There'd Be Days Like This. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Mother Said There'd Be Days Like This, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Mother Said There'd Be Days Like This. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Mother Said There'd Be Days Like This. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 5 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.